Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, I tell you what, spring has sprung. We're all done with spring practice. Temperatures are rising. It's 70s and 80s this week. I hope you're going to get a chance to hit the golf course this week, my friend.
That's right, Jim. Spring practice is over. The wait for recruiting in June and July means that we have a little bit of a slow month here after we get through the NFL draft later this week. And because of that, I do think there'll be some time for golf in the forecast this week and this month coming up.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk Penn State football, though. Last Friday, they had the second scrimmage that was at the stadium. I don't want to say open to the public. This one was open to the seniors and a little bit of the public. First of all, could you just paint a picture for us what the atmosphere was like? What was it like at the stadium?
Yeah, so there was definitely not as many people there for this particular open practice than there was for the one with the freshmen a couple of Saturdays ago. But, Jim, the one thing that didn't even occur to me until we had arrived in State College and saw all the social media posts is that by opening it to the general public, even if most people of the general public probably could not get a ticket, by doing that, it allowed them to have recruits inside Beaver Stadium. And that didn't really occur to me until we got up there, and I kind of put two and two together that because of the way it works with the NCAA rules related to the dead period, no, those guys couldn't go to the Lash building. No, they could not have one-on-one contact or any contact for that matter with the coaches or current players or whatever, but they were able to be in the stadium as long as they went through the same general public ticketing process that anybody else did or could. So it allowed them to get some guys like Nick Singleton, like Jaden Gold into the stadium. But yeah, this was definitely more of a practice, I would say, Jim. The one that was two Saturdays ago really truly felt like it could have been the blue-white game, and you wouldn't know the difference. It just really felt like that. This was more of a kind of a practice. There was a lot of positional work. You know, the quarterbacks were throwing over simulated linebackers and other things, and then later on they did scrimmage. But, you know, that first practice we saw, practice number 12, was about 2 hours and 30 minutes, and this was, I think, about an hour and 50 minutes or so. So it was a little bit shorter, a little bit more focused on fundamentals and individual stuff and not as much on scrimmaging. I think there was a total of 10 series, 10 or 11. Whereas the last time there was probably closer to 15 or 16. So, yeah, all in all, it was a good chance to see things again. The offense definitely looked better than it did in practice number 12 at practice number 15. So they have plenty of confidence now heading into the latest part of the offseason, which, of course, will begin with going through the final exam process. And then maybe we'll see some transfer portal guys. And, of course, winter workouts will start up soon enough. So time will tell how this all will play out moving forward. But I do think that if you were worried about what we made the offense sound like, after practice number 12, certainly it was a much more positive experience for everyone, keeping an eye on that kind of those developments during practice 15.
That is certainly good news. But I want to follow up on this open to the public thing and the recruits being allowed in. I did not know that. I didn't give that much thought. My assumption or my thought when they opened it to the public Wednesday night at 9 o'clock or whenever they did it was I thought, well, maybe they didn't get full capacity of seniors. So someone said, well, we could allow more people in. Why don't we open it up to the public for the balance of those tickets? Or was it the situation it was because of the recruits that they did the public thing?
I think it was the latter, if I understand what you're getting at there. I think that they did the public thing for the benefit of the recruits and that they weren't really at any point, I don't think, going to open this to the public on any grand scale or anything like that, Jim. I think that once they realized they were going to have some guys in town for self-guided tours that are only thing allowed right now by NCAA rule until June 1st, that they figured, well, if we do this general ticket, general open to the public ticket policy thing where you go on and you can sign up for tickets that are free just like anybody else can, we can get those recruits in. And, you know, to me, Jim, I guess my thought would be this. If there were a lot of general public tickets open, there would have been more people there, I assume, because again, it's not like it was completely empty there on Friday night, but it certainly wasn't as crowded as you would maybe have expected it to be with this whole idea of general public ticketing. And quite frankly, with a senior group that really seemed to be upset that they didn't get to go to the one that the freshmen went to. So yeah, I think it was more about playing by the rules to get the recruits in, for sure.
And just, I'm curious now how this works. I was totally unaware of this thinking, but so how did this work? Because the window of opportunity was not open for very long for the public. So is it the coaching staff somehow had to let the recruits know, hey, at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, be all ready to hit the button to request a ticket? Or did they set something aside for them? Does anyone know how the logistics of that worked?
No. I mean, I could make a guess for you, but, I'm sure that the guys that were coming up were not completely unaware about this opportunity, which I think appeared first on the football program social media channels. It was kind of like, hey, if you want a ticket to this, here's how you can get one. And, you know, obviously all those kids and their families follow the social media accounts, so that probably helped them speed things up. But yeah, all told, we heard James Franklin, Jim, talk about previously just the idea that, well, some of the Southern schools and some of the other schools were having this opportunity for guys to just walk in because their tickets were open to the general public. So to me, it was more or less a decision made based on what other schools could and were doing. And once they decided that they could do it and play by the rules, they did. And, again, I don't think that it was as much about getting the general public in as it was making sure the general public had access so that the recruits could get in.
Gotcha. All right, let's talk about those recruits. A few of them showed up. The biggest name, I would guess, is Nick Singleton, the running back from Reading. He's a huge recruit being pursued by a lot of the big names across the country. Any progress there, any news, anything more that we know based on his visit to State College last week?
Yeah, I think all of those guys that visited, and there were a good handful of 2022, 2023 guys. Keep getting myself confused. I want to say 2021, and that's incorrect. So if you ever catch me saying that, Jim, just stop me and yell at me, and we'll start over. But I think with all of those guys, it could apply to him, but it could have just applied almost to all of them. It was more chance to kind of get back to something of a normal situation and get a good feel for what the stadium looks like. Maybe it's been a while since guys have been in there. Maybe some of them have never been there before. So, you got to be in there with the music playing, with the players on the field, all of that. So I don't think anyone that's taking these self-guided kind of visits, where whether they get into a place like Beaver Stadium, whether they just tour campus and see what things have to offer, I don't think it's going to change anyone's recruitment, but it could certainly help you get that guy back for either an unofficial or an official visit in June. So we'll see how everything shakes out. I guess July could possibly as well. So we'll see how that all works. But yeah, I don't think it changed anyone's recruitment that was there on Friday night, but it certainly couldn't have hurt either.
Based on James Franklin's post-practice comments, it sounded like he was very pleased with how this worked out. Perhaps it's with the recruiting in mind, where I always had the feeling leading up to this, if he ever could find a reason not to have anything open to the public, specifically like the blue-white game, he would take advantage of that and not open up anything. It seemed like a change in tune after this practice, though.
Yes, I would agree. He had said that he could envision an opportunity down the road to maybe do a Friday night practice in addition to like a blue-white game. And I don't see any reason why not. I mean, honestly, Jim, you know, I guess you could say that maybe they showed some stuff to the people that were there that they wouldn't have wanted to put on film necessarily, but I really don't think it was a ton, to be honest with you. And I know that one of the, you know, people, there were a lot of people who asked, well, why wasn't this on Big Ten Network? Why wasn't this game televised? And it was because, I'm sure there's a number of reasons, but one of them certainly being, you know, that they wanted to keep things as internal as possible with Mike Yurcich's new offense and some of the other guys that they have that are newcomers that are making plays. I'm sure that they didn't want to necessarily put everything they can do on film, so I get it. But yeah, I mean, to me, I think that's something that could absolutely work moving forward, Jim. No question about it, that you could do these Friday one-off practices in addition to a blue-white game and not really miss any beat in practice.
I get the feeling the positives would outweigh any negatives. I would think the players would look forward to this. It would break up the monotony of spring practice. Get on, you know, get out there at Beaver Stadium, the lights on, something of a crowd there, something for them to look forward to. And the fact that you could bring recruits in to see this, that's the real incentive for the coaching staff.
Yes, it is. That's correct. I mean, that is the big takeaway, I think, from all this. You're right, is that you're able to bring in not a bunch of guys, but a number of guys for this one-off opportunity. And if you you know, if you think that in the future that's something that you would want to do on a larger scale, maybe you plan a spring visit weekend around something like an open Friday practice, and then you could really get two bangs for your buck, right? You could do that for an open practice like the Friday night one, and then you could have a blue-white game where you do it again. So I think it's given, if nothing else, it's given James Franklin and his staff a lot to think about as we enter really a new age of recruiting, Jim, coming out of this dead period. Things are definitely going to be different than they were a year and change ago at this time, during the last time visits could happen. You know, how will it look different in the future compared to the past? I don't have a crystal ball, but you know, I think you're going to have to really start to think about as many unique ways to attract kids to campus as possible, because we have now learned that you can do virtual visits and you can do things like that, and that might force a kid to rule out of school before he would even visit. So you have to think of as many creative ways as possible to stay at the front of the cutting edge recruiting game that we know everyone in the country is trying to stay at the front of the line of.
Well, and you made a great point when you had the other schools with their tip, you know, they did the standard spring game, which means it was an opportunity for recruits to visit and get a feel for what it's like in the falls on a Saturday afternoon with a full stadium.
Right. And so that's your, you know, and again, when you talk about guys taking spring and summer official visits, obviously that didn't happen this year, but it's coming in the future. We all know that, you know, you're going to have to find as many chances to do things like that. And spring practice and open spring practice where you have students and you have members of the general public there, Jim, seems like a really good opportunity to do that in more ways than just the one that you would previously with the blue white game.
Agreed 100%. All right, Greg, that is it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, I promise we will get to the action on the field with Greg. He was there. We're going to get his observations. Stay tuned for that.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.